it's time for the weekly Lucky Colours, Numbers, Crystals and I Ching coin, Sharina, and we're going to kick off with Aries.
Okay, we certainly are. Aries, Aries this week, your colours are orange and five. Okay, this has landed on the I Ching card, number three, which is Shun, difficulty at the beginning. Don't start anything new at present as it's a difficult time, but you will soon lay the foundation for the success that's going to come in the future.
And Aries, you have Celestite this week, which dissolves pain, treats disorders of the eyes and ears, eliminates toxins, helps fainting, release chronic tension and hardening in bones and tissues and organs. And Taurus is next.
Taurus is Aqua and Nine. We have the card which is representing waiting. And what this means, it's all about travel, sets the course for success at this time. Your future is manifesting now and your life is taking new roads or new directions.
Taurus, you have the clear quartz this week, which works on all areas of the mind and body, awakening, amplifying and transmitting energy and clarifying thought processes. It's also an excellent stone for meditation, directing energies with more intensity, with Gemini next.
Absolutely. Gemini this week is red and number eight. Gemini, your card this week, very, very interesting. You have unity. I love the unity. Unity is all about cooperation. It's going to bring progress. Good organizational help is going to come from someone in authority. Lots of love in this card and togetherness. And rifts can be mended and everything when you get this card. It's really very, very positive. And be grateful and accept the assistance that comes your way.
Nice. Gemini, you have the Desert Rose this week, which aligns the spinal column and promotes flexibility, aids teeth and bones, soothes the nerves and helps with conditions like epilepsy. And Cancer's next.
Cancer in yellow and seven. The card, enthusiasm. Proceed if you feel confident you're on the right track and keep an even temper and don't neglect your loved ones this week.
Cancer, you have the hematite this week, which aids circulatory problems, increases iron in the blood and the flow of oxygen throughout the body, stimulates the glands, activates the spleen, liver, gallbladder, increases resistance to stress. And Leo's next.
Leo, your colours this week is orange and number four. Grace, the card of grace. Watch and learn from what's happening around you. Because good luck is close by.
And Leo, you have the Lumeran seeded crystal this week, which assists in removing the deceased or worn out, diseased, opening new energy channels in the subtle and physical bodies. And Virgo's next.
Virgo is the colours gold and eight. Whoa, fire. The card of fire. New directions are unfolding and helping those less fortunate will be linked to success and luck financially or personally. You've got an abundance of energy and use your power wisely. Kicking major goals. Ooh, la la. Oh, no, that's all la la's for love. Oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, Virgo, you have the green jade, which strengthens the heart, kidneys and immune system. It cleanses and filters toxins from the organs and blood, heals stitches, assists fertility in childbirth and promotes longevity. And Libra's next.
Libran is blue this week, blue and number four. Wu Wang, expect the unexpected. Stick to your principles and do not give in to temptation. Excellent time for fun and great opportunities arriving.
And Libra, you have the green jade this week, which... Oh, no, sorry. No, I've just done the green jade. Scrap that one. I'm not going to give that twice. I'll shuffle this again. You've got the red jasper, which simulates blood flow, the circulatory and digestive systems, as well as the sexual organs, so beware. Scorpio's next, Sharina.
Scorpio this week is going to be charcoal. You've got a bit of charcoal on. Charcoal. Charcoal and one. The card excess. Watch out for overindulgence in rich foods and alcohol.
Uh-oh.
And too much overspending.
Oh, dear.
Stick to a budget and practice moderation. Lots of bills arriving.
Oh, God, that's me. Totally. Scorpio, you have the pyrite cube this week, which relieves anxiety and frustration. I'll need it after all those bills, Sharina. Aids digestion and improves circulation and oxygenation of the blood and enhances brain function. And Sagittarius is next.
Sagittarius is one in green. Opposition. Slight setbacks now is going to make you more determined and test your strength. Pleasant times with those you hold close to your heart are foretold.
Okay, and Sagittarius, you have Sapashin this week, which enhances communication abilities. Very good healing stone for yourself and others. It's uplifting. It helps you to understand yourself spiritually. And Capricorn's next.
Capricorn, this week, the colours for you. Also we have for you is orange and number 3. Love this one. Contact. Lots of business, social contact will take place. It's excellent time for networking, meeting new connections, and the time is right for changing your home, your job, or travelling.
And it's a rose quartz for you this week, Capricorn, which strengthens the heart and circulatory system, releases impurities, aids in healing chest and respiratory problems, and increases fertility. Aquarius is next.
Yes, Aquarius is pink and 6 this week. Wishes and hopes coming to fruition. This is also a love. The contemplation is also about love. And it's ask yourself what you really want and go out and get it.
Okay. You get it, girl. Aquarius, you have the black tourmaline, which aids sleep, strengthens the immune system and provides pain relief. It also helps with the adrenal glands, kidneys, spinal column, colon and the legs. And last but not least, Sharina is Pisces.
Yellow and 6 for Pisces. Gathering. The card of gathering. This is going to be reunions and the end of conflicts with successful communication. A real plus and a sacrifice is needed.
And Pisces, you have the tiger's eye this week, which balances emotions, reduces headaches, aids the digestive organs, spleen, pancreas and the colon. It also helps the reproductive system and relieves asthma attacks.
SharinaStar.com. If anyone's after a private reading on palmistry, on a face reading, or even simply having a reading for the whole family, the long readings, which I do the whole family there. So SharinaStar.com. There's also phone numbers, contact numbers about club shows on the Sharina Star Facebook for all our new listeners, Sharina Star Facebook. And just a reminder, check out the club shows. The picture of everybody at Club Menai having a ball in the double page. You've only got a day because I thought it was out for another week, but it's you've only got tomorrow to check it out. It's a really great article.